Hello, this is David Ray, the Church of England chaplain on Norfolk Island. One of our major celebrations on Norfolk Island each year is Bounty Week. And in Bounty Week, we remember that the original Pitcairners, the Pitcairn Islanders, left Pitcairn Island to come to Norfolk Island. It was going to be for them the beginning of a whole new life. They'd become settled on Pitcairn Island, but they needed a new place to live. And so they left the home they knew on Pitcairn to come to a strange place. It was a real adventure for them. It was a long, long journey by sea, and they didn't really know what awaited them at the end of that journey. But as someone has rightly said, they knew that there was someone there to greet them. They knew that there was someone there who would be alongside them, and that was the God whom they had worshipped and served on Pitcairn Island. They knew that their father would be there, so while it was a great adventure, it was also an adventure of faith. It was a new beginning for them. But unlike the Pitcairners, each of us doesn't have to make a long journey to a new country in order to make a new beginning. The Pitcairners did just that. But we don't have to make a new beginning in quite the same way that they did. Many people make a mess of their lives. Things go wrong, and their lives resemble a sort of a badly written and error-filled letter. We want to start again. All sorts of problems overcome us. Guilt and loneliness and anxiety and depression. And all these problems cry out to be removed. We cry out for someone to help us to handle all those problems. The great truth of the Christian message, of course, is that if we ask Jesus Christ to forgive us, to make us friends with God, to be his followers, then we can make a new start. He can wipe the slate clean. He can put us right with God and then keep us close to him. So if we're thinking that we've made an awful mess of our life, that things just have not gone right, and we really would like to make a new beginning, then it's never too late to make that new beginning. No matter how old you are, no matter how young you are, God awaits our commitment of our lives to him so that we can make a new start with him. Now, like the Pitcairners, it will be an adventure for us, but it will be an adventure of faith. Jesus Christ can give each of us a new beginning, and that new beginning, we must remember, isn't a problem-free life. The Christian message never promises anyone that, but it's a life in which problems are faced with his help. So it's an adventure, all right, but the Christian adventure is an adventure with God the Father alongside. We need make no long journeys. We need not leave the place where we've lived perhaps all our lives. We need not leave our families or our friends. We need make only one small step, and a small step of faith.